Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Today, we are having two sisters on the show, Andrea and Alexandra Boylan. Now, we've talked to them in the past, but I have to tell you, their career, their background is so fascinating, so phenomenal. The two of them are writers. They're Hollywood screenwriters, and Alexandra is also an actress, and so she's got this amazing story of how she came into Hollywood and how God really brought her, and then also brought her sister Andrea, along into the faith space, making faith and family-friendly movies. They made the film Switched, which I know you're familiar with. If you're listening to this and you're a PureFlix fan, it's streaming right now on PureFlix. That's a fun one for the whole family, and in particular, teenagers. I mean, it really deals with a lot of issues that young people are facing, but they also are the minds behind two other films, Catching Faith and Catching Faith 2. Both of those are streaming right now on PureFlix. They have an incredible story. So often we talk to brothers who work in Hollywood, right? Andy and John Irwin. You've got the Kendrick brothers, and there's so many interesting duos who are actually biological siblings who have gone into Hollywood. And so I love getting a chance to talk to the Boylans because they are sisters who are coming into this space and doing some amazing work. So with no further ado, let's welcome the Boylan sisters to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Alexandra and Andrea, how are you?
We're great. Thanks for having us, Billy.
Well, so I'm excited to see you both, and there's a lot to talk about. You have been very busy, and the exciting thing for PureFlix fans is that there are two films that you both wrote. These are very powerful films, Catching Faith and Catching Faith 2. They hit the platform on April 1st, and I want to talk through these movies and your history, because the two of you, first of all, you're sisters, right, which is fascinating, and you work together in Hollywood making these powerful movies. You are writers, producers. You've done – one of you is an actor. I mean, there's so much to unpack here. But let's start and, Andrea, I'll throw to you first. The story at the baseline of Catching Faith, talk a little bit about where that – how you encountered that story and where the idea came from to make it into a movie.
Sure. Well, Catching Faith is really was my first invitation into film, which is really fun part of my own story. My sister Alexandra is an actress, and she'd been in Hollywood for many, many years. And when after the success of one of her films, they said the next big thing in Hollywood's going to be faith-based movies. And she called me and said, would you consult? And before long, I went from consulting on the script to being a co-writer. And so the story of Catching Faith really comes out of a journey with a workbook that I had written called The Elijah Project that was a lot about discovering who you are, finding yourself in a place where you were exhausted. You felt like you had served God, you had done your best, and all your resources were just depleted, and you were kind of disappointed with what had happened with your life, even though you had done what you thought was the right things to do. And Catching Faith was a way that we could illustrate that. Basically, it's a story about a woman who, from the outside, her life and her family looks perfect, and she's trying to maintain that perfect picture, and her son is a football player who is the captain of the football team, real successful. He gets caught drinking, and he actually gets let off because they want him to play football. And so even though it's against the code of conduct at the school's willing to let him off, but she has been working on her own faith journey and says, we have to do the right thing even when nobody's looking. And it's about what happens when your town, your family, the football team, everybody kind of comes against her for the decision because she doesn't have to maintain that integrity, but they choose to, and how that all falls out.
It's a powerful storyline, and it's a relatable storyline because so many of us, especially in the social media age, and I know the two of you have looked a lot at this in your other film, you know, Switched as well. But just this whole notion of feeling like you need to be perfect, right? I think we all feel that sometimes. And what's put out on social media is this, you know, aura of perfection. And I think that infects us even as Christians sometimes, feeling like we have to project that. So that's a really relatable storyline. Now, Alexandra, what was it that made you guys say, okay, we're going to do a sequel to this film?
Oh, well, actually, you know, what's funny is when we made this movie and it came out, it went straight to video on demand and DVD. And we actually had said to our sales agent, we think we should make another one. Like, this would be a great series. And our sales agent was like, no, I don't think you'll make, you know, a sequel to a straight-to-DVD VOD small movie. And we were like, okay. And then, of course, we went on to make Wish for Christmas and then started writing other stuff. And it was RLJ Releasing, our distribution company, that actually found Ryan Keller, our sales agent in American Film Market. And they tracked him down and they were like, Catching Faith is doing so well. Like, it became their top five consistent selling movie, and they actually requested a sequel. So we were like, oh my gosh, years later, we got requested to make a sequel, and we actually called up all the cast to see if they were interested in coming back, and we got the band back together and everybody wanted to do it. So Andrea and I actually, and the thing was, you know, they wouldn't pay for the sequel, but they would buy it when it was done. So we still had to raise private investment, which, as you know, takes a lot of time. So we didn't know how we were going to do it, but Andrea and I actually got together and was like, let's just write the script, because hopefully God will provide the opportunity. But if it comes and we don't have a script, it doesn't matter. So we actually wrote the script in a hope and a prayer that we would find somebody who would invest in the movie.
And here we are, right? You have you have the two films. And you guys, what is so interesting about the two of you? And by the way, just to give people context who are watching and listening to this, getting a movie made, and I think I said this to you last time we talked, it is a miracle. I mean, there's so much that goes into the final product of a film. And the two of you, you know, Andrea, your background, you are a clinical social worker, right? You are licensed. Mm-hmm. That's your background. Now, Alexandra, you have been in Hollywood. I love the fact that the two of you as sisters, you know, you have very different backgrounds. You've come together and you're making these amazing faith-based, family-friendly movies. You know, Alexandra, I'll go to you first on this, because I know that there's a deep story here. But a lot of people who want to break into Hollywood, they want to understand how they get into the industry. Let's just talk a little bit about how you went from sort of the acting side. And I know you were always creative there and doing more, but going from the acting side to what you're doing now, which is everything. I mean, the creative side, bringing these movies to fruition.
Yeah. Well, crazy enough, I moved to LA at 19 years old and I pursued acting like crazy. I mean, I ate, slept, breathed acting. It was like, I'm going to make it. And after 10 years, I just could not catch a break, couldn't get an agent. And I actually moved out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I really had this epiphany that I needed to stop waiting for people to choose me, that it was time that I choose myself, create my own work, and then put myself in the films. So originally I started making movies to give myself an acting role. And then it's funny how God works. I actually found such a passion for writing and producing that trumps my passion for acting. So, and I think especially as creators and independent filmmakers, you have to do everything. So we learned, like, my first feature that I made, which was a thriller with like five people for no money. We just kind of went out and we're trying to teach ourselves really how to make a movie. And that sort of was our first exploring, how do we make our own movie? Is it this possible? And then prove that you can do it so someone would invest in you. But we actually sold our first feature. And then it was our sales agent who said, you know what, you should be making faith-based films. And so we really felt like God called us to do this, because it wasn't the trajectory that I was on. So God was like, this is what you're going to do. And he hit me over the head.
and you listened. And,
I did.
And at some point, the phone gets picked up. You call Andrea. Yeah. Andrea, and I don't want to oversimplify it, so fill in any blanks here, Andrea, but you get this phone call at some point, or this request of, hey, why don't you come alongside me on this crazy journey? Take us through that from your side, Andrea, what that was like.
Well, I was a mom. I am a mom of three kids. All three of my kids were in school, the elementary school, I think middle school with my oldest. And so I just remember getting the call and going, what? Like, I like to watch movies, but I know nothing about making movies or writing a movie. And I actually, the other thing that I really remember was when I thought about it, I was like, I don't really like faith-based movies. And that's probably not real attractive to say, but I remember thinking, I was a youth leader, and I remember thinking, I don't have anything to bring my youth group to. We try to support faith-based movies when they come to the theater. They're few and far between, and most of them aren't appropriate for the people I'm watching movies with. So it actually was a really interesting conversation that we had about, well, what does it look like if we do make a foray into the faith-based world? What do we want our movies to look like? And the other thing that we noticed was that there weren't a lot of leading ladies. There weren't a lot of stories told from a female perspective. So we began to talk about that, and Alexandra can add to it, but our sales agent was like, no, you're not going to have your lead be a woman. We have to add football in it. That was really important. So we were like, well, how do we do this? We do a football movie, but the mom is, you know, a part of it because obviously it's her son that she's supporting in football. So we were able to make it a happy compromise, but that was really how I got involved. And I very much felt like I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So we really, I think our writing process together was, I was very vulnerable to be like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I do know that I've got great stories and that I've spent my whole life in ministry and with women that have been trying to raise their kids to follow after Jesus. And a lot of us have had our kids say, we don't really want to follow after Jesus anymore. And they are really disappointed with how all of their investment came back to them. And I'd love to be part of being able to tell stories that help us wrestle with that, be honest with that with the church and with people in the church. And that's what we really tried to do.
Yeah. And being able to, you know, have all different kinds of people come in and tell stories. I mean, it is interesting. There aren't a lot of female directors, right? I mean, and a lot of female writers. And you said leading ladies. This is not something, I mean, it's something that's increasing now that we're seeing, you know, even in this space, you know, wonderful, wonderful teams of siblings, right? You've got the Irwins, you've got the Kendricks, and now you've got the Boylan sisters, right? And I love that you guys are here doing this and you're bringing a really fresh and unique approach to so many different topics. When you think specifically, and we could talk about a couple of the other films as well, but when you think specifically about Catching Faith, you know, 1 and 2, Alexandra, what for you as the person who, you know, helped, who actually wrote this, put it together and helped bring it to the big screen, what are you hoping that people take away from those films?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's such a great question because it's been out for a little while now. And I think now it's actually getting to hear what people have taken away has been so incredible because what you hope, you have a hope when you make a movie. I think, like Andrea said, it was such a passion of ours to see women as the lead, the story being about the woman's journey. And so we really, really wanted to be able to speak to women who might not have be seeing themselves represented or the stories weren't touching their heart or their life. And we really wanted women to see this and be like, you know, Andrea and I were raised in the church. Our father's a minister. We grew up with this. Put on a front. Make sure everyone thinks you're perfect. Don't let anyone see that you have a messy life or that your faith has issues or like, heaven forbid, God knows we're human and we make mistakes. So I think that like Catching Faith was for us wanting to give freedom to women to say, you know, it's okay. None of us have it all together. And then that is one of our favorite responses that we get from our audience is, oh my gosh, this movie made me feel not so alone, which is similar to Switched in a lot of our movies because we're tackling very everyday issues that you're dealing with every single day. And so we wanted women to see it and see themselves represented and say, oh my gosh, I guess I'm not the only one going through this. And I think especially for women in the church, that is a huge struggle is wanting everyone to think you're perfect. And in Catching Faith, we talk a lot, in the sequel, we talk a lot about asking for help. And like, as women, we try to do everything. We try to solve every problem, take care of, you know, the workplace, the husband, the kids, our parents, everything. And this movie, we really grappled with it. You know, you need to ask for help. You can't do it all by yourself. But there's just this stigma that women should be able to do it all. And it's okay to say, well, sometimes you need to ask for help. So I think that, and what all of our dreams for the movie definitely resonated in our audience. I mean, we got a message from a woman in South Africa in a village who saw Catching Faith and said it was the first time she had ever seen herself represented in a movie, and it touched her so much. And we were just like, oh my gosh, okay, we're doing something right. So...
yeah, and especially considering, obviously, how pivotal, you know, women and mothers are to children and development. And, you know, being able to see those topics and address them and feel seen, and also dealing with young people. I mean, Switched is a film that's also on PureFlix where you're watching young people navigate the difficulties of life through a really fun storyline, right? My kids love that film. And so you guys are, again, you're hitting on things that I think have not really been hit on. You're doing it from a unique angle. Now, Andrew, I have to ask you, because you guys, obviously, as you just said, Alexander, you are preachers. You're a preacher's kid, right? Both of you. So, Andrea, what was that like? Do you ever reflect on that and think, wow, preacher's kid to making these amazing movies, you know, not everybody would see those two things as maybe going together so well. Yet, you know, David A.R. White, same thing. He was a pastor's kid, right? There's a lot of people who come into this world, this artistic world from that. But reflect on that a little bit, Andrea.
Well, yeah, I completely would never imagine that I would be where I am talking to you about the movies that we've made. That was, it's still surreal. But I will say this, I'm also a pastor's wife. And so my journey is that I grew up as a pastor's kid and said I was never going to marry a pastor. That wasn't happening.
And here you are.
And now I am, but it was a bait and switch because he was a businessman, an exec when I married him, and then he was called into ministry. So I'm like, God, what are you doing? But I think that it's, I don't think that I could have ever imagined back then. However, as Alexandra and I have talked a lot, you know, when you sit in a pew as a pastor's kid or a pastor's wife or whatever role that is, even a parishioner, you're hearing stories. I mean, that's what it is. So our father is an amazing storyteller. So we learned from, you know, when we were very, very small, how to really weave a beautiful story together and keep people interested. And I really give the credit to God, but also a great dad who's an amazing communicator.
Yeah, that's really interesting too, because obviously Jesus was a phenomenal storyteller, right? And when you look at pastors being able to convey a message, an effective pastor is able to use storytelling in a way to bring truth out to people, which is exactly what you're doing when you're writing and putting these amazing scripts together. Okay, final question for both of you. Alexandra, and this is something I'm asking everybody. So it's a little bit of a heavy question, but I've been doing this for a couple of months now, and I love the responses that I'm getting. When you look back at the end of the road in 50 years, you look back at your career and the work you've done in this space, what do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, wow. Well, I think that's what's so incredible about making movies is that you are leaving a legacy behind, that these films will live on long after us. And I just hope that – I hope when I go and meet the Lord in heaven, he says, look at all these people who are here because of what you did. And that is what I really hope, that we have brought the kingdom of heaven to earth, and that people – not only that we find out that people have come to know the Lord when they see our movies, we've had a lot of people come to know the Lord by being on our film sets. And we don't know all, when we get the messages, it's exciting, but we know that there's so many people that we don't even know who've seen our films that have been touched by it. And so I do hope that the legacy will continue, that, people will continue to see themselves in these characters, and it will restore their life, change their life, make them think something that they didn't think. Maybe go to the Bible and pick it up when they had put it aside because it didn't speak to them, but something our film grabs their attention. They go, I'm going to go look up that verse. And then it brings them back to know the love of Jesus. And I hope that at the end of my life, that I will find that so many people found out how much Jesus loved us because of the films that Andrea and I are creating.
That is powerful. And can I just ask before, Andrea, we go to you on that question, when you said people come, you've had people who have found Jesus, who have become Christians on set. What do you think it is about your set that has helped make that happen?
I think that we really lead with love. I mean, we do not just make a movie. And so, I mean, we believe that people are more important than the movie all the time, you know, and it's very stressful on a film set, but we even usually have like a beginning party before we make the movie where we invite everybody to come and we talk about what kind of set we run, that we are like, we are here to glorify the Lord. Nobody, there's no ego on our film sets. We don't like the hierarchy of Hollywood. We're like, we're a team. We're all in this together. If someone shows up and brings coffee, they matter. They're important. I don't like, you know, I used to be a stand-in and a production assistant. So I know what it feels like to feel like you're the lowest on the totem pole and you don't matter. Everybody matters. So we always try to set a stage on set that makes everybody feel loved. And we really do lead with kindness and you know, kind of like our movies, we don't preach per se. We really hope that people come to know the Lord by the way we treat them. We're not like running around saying, you need to know God. We're actually just trying to be different. And I think when people come on our film set, if they worked on any other Hollywood film set, they know that something is special and different there and they feel valued and they feel loved. And we also have a lot of people, you know, we invite people who are not believers to come and work on our set because we want them to, if you have decided you want to work on a faith-based movie, you're welcome. You come on in. We want you to work. And we'll have people who they're obviously listening to what is being said all day long that's being filmed. And we had a crew member who was listening to the Bible study scene on Switched about the Good Samaritan story. And she came up to Andrea at the end of filming one day and she was like, that story really in the Bible? I didn't know the Bible had stories like that. So that made her go, what is that? So that is how we trope that we are being a light to people, how we treat people on set, and also that they're going to be there listening to the words that we put on this page that the actors are going to say all day long. So, yeah.
I love that. No, that's great. That's amazing. And Andrea, feel free to add anything to that, but then I want to throw that legacy question to you as well.
Yeah. Well, I think I completely agree with everything Alexandra has said. I think one of the things that's really important to us is that God says that his word will not return void. So one of the things that we always are trying to incorporate in our dialogue and in our films is God's word. A lot of times people don't know that's what it is. And really our society is becoming more and more biblically illiterate. So they don't know that it's from the Bible, but it's an amazing story. So people are like, wow, that's awesome. And then we get to say, that's in the Bible and this is where you can find it and you can learn more. So I guess legacy wise for me, you know, it is all about the kingdom of heaven. And it's all about, I look at, I think life, like it, there's seeds of faith that we're spreading. And sometimes they, you know, they land on all kinds of soil. Sometimes it's rocky. Sometimes it's, you know, ready to be nourished. And we don't know where anybody, whether the people that we're working with on set or in post-production or those that are watching our movies, where their faith is or what may have just happened that might have maybe clouded their vision of who God is and God, the God that I believe that loves us unconditionally and that created us from the foundation of the earth. They've missed that or lost that. And we just want those seeds in our movies to kindle and remind people that they were fearfully and wonderfully made and they were made in the image of God and that there's a God that loves them that is bigger than any circumstance that they may be in. So legacy wise, I hope that our stories keep encouraging people to follow after Jesus or take another step towards him if they haven't decided to follow after him yet. And then my big goal, ultimate goal is well done, good and faithful servant, right? I think all of us on that call are looking for that.
Well, that is great. And thank you both so much for joining us. The films Catching Faith and Catching Faith 2 are now streaming on PureFlix and so is Switched. So check them out. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Billy. It was great to see you. Thanks for having us.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial.
From kids content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
That was Andrea and Alexandra Boylan. Their films, Catching Faith 1 and 2, and also Switched, are streaming right now on PureFlix. You can head over and check that out. And be sure to check out other films. There are so many amazing movies streaming right now on PureFlix. As you heard there in the little promo, you can get a free trial. So check it out today. Head over to PureFlix.com. And be sure to come back next week for another episode of the PureFlix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the PureFlix podcast.